If I ever had any ability to sing, it seems like I'm losing it, so I don't know if I can sing or not. My throat, things are just changing. And I like this little song here. Sometimes I sing it for the singing class. I never have tried it here, never have tried it with Roger, but we'll give it a shot. It says, "Remind me, dear Lord." The things that I love and hold dear to my heart are just borrowed. They're not mine at all. Jesus only let me use them to brighten my life. So remind me, dear Lord. Roll back the curtain of memory now and then. Show me where you brought me from and where I could have been. Remember, I'm human, and humans forget. So remind me, dear Lord. Now here's where the truth comes in about me. Nothing good have I done to deserve God's own Son. I'm not worthy of the scars in His hand. Yet He chose the road to Calvary to die in my place. And why He loves me, I don't understand. If y'all know the verse, help me sing it. The chorus, rather. Roll back the curtains of memory now and then. Show me where you brought me from and where I could have been. Remember, I'm human, and humans forget. So remind me, dear Lord. Thank you.
Have you a heart? one of the writers said, you know, I love a day service. I believe the ones that serve come on business for the king. And the Bible said, you know what? God keeps a record. Bible said, they that fear the Lord often spake one to another. Bible said that there was a book of remembrance written before him or them. Wheels by inner being. I'll pray. I'm the same little new creature I've always been, and I need to touch. I left here last night and tried to pray. I followed my thought again, and I got in the back room and picked up the book and tried to talk. I still believe that that's how you get a message. It takes reading and studying, but it takes meditating and it takes talking. Oh, will you pray with all your power? And if I had one thought above another this morning, it'd be simply be, let's all I want to read in 5 or 6 different places, not much, but 1 or 2 verses. Over in the book of Exodus, the Bible said in the 2nd chapter, in the 5th verse, Bible said, and the daughter of Pharaoh came down to wash herself at the river. And her maidens walked along by the river's side. And when she saw the ark among the flags, she sent her maid to fetch it. Over in the 46th chapter of the book of Psalms, we'll read 4th verse. There is a river. Streams thereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High God. The 55th chapter of the book of Isaiah, read 2 verses. Oh, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. He that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul light itself in fat. Over in the 7th chapter of the book of St. John, 2 verses. The last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. One other place. Second chapter of the book of Revelation. We'll read 2 verses. And he shewed me a river of water of life, clear as a crystal, feeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manners of fruit, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the trees were for the healing of the nation. May God add his blessings to the reading of his precious, holy, and divine word. And I realize this morning there's so many places in God's holy word that talks about the river. But the Bible said, now listen, whenever Moses was born, the Bible said that he was a goodly child, and there had been a decree set out that they kill all of the male of babies that was born into the land. And I believe with all my heart that Moses' mother, she made that ark and she made that thing. I believe that she talked to the Lord and her tears rolled down her face. And she took that ark and she got it made and went down to the river and put that little baby in the river. Listen, and the Bible said that Pharaoh's daughter came down to the river. Listen, to wash herself. Bible said that the maidens walked alongside the river's bank, and they saw that little babe out there in that ark. And the Bible said that she sent her maid out in the water to get that little babe. I don't know of anywhere that she could put that little babe where it would have been safe other than the river. Put it in the water. Put it in the river. And the Bible said that she sent and had it brought to her. And the Bible said that our maid said, "Do you want me to go and get one of the Hebrew children to nurse it?" And the Bible said that she went and went right to Moses' mother and brought her. Listen, she told her, she said, "You take it and you nurse it up, and I'll pay thee thy wages." Let me say this morning, friend, there's nothing that God will answer if a mother, there's nothing that God won't answer if a mother will pray for it other than that's out of the will of the Father. That's out of the will of the Lord. Yes, she brought her own mother to nurse that little babe. And the Bible said, listen, let's go on a little farther. The Bible said, there is a river and the streams thereof shall make glad the city of God. Children, this day and time which you and I live, there's trouble on every hand. But if we can get down to that spiritual river, we can find help to carry us through the storms. If you've never went through one, you brace yourself. They're on their way. In times when the storms of this life hit, I found out if I can get to that spiritual river, but it comes right from the throne of God, I can find help in times of trouble. There is a river, and the stream thereof shall make glad the city of God. I've seen so many times, and let me say this, if you've ever been saved by the marvelous grace of God, you've got a well down there. Sure, I stand before you. I read in your hearing, back in Isaiah's day, the Bible said, everyone that hungereth and thirsts, let him come and drink. Listen, buy wine and milk without price. Whoa, he said, I'm afraid you're laboring for that is not bread. It's sanity. I not. Let me say this about the only time that I'm really satisfied down here is after I get in the river. Trouble on every hand. Troubles and heartache. No wonder Job said one that's born of a woman. It's just a few days and it's full of trouble. But I'm so proud. He said, why, if a tree be cut down, shall it live again? The Bible said, through the sin of water, it began to bud and come forth. Yes, I'm so afraid. Let me say this. I am satisfied with the salvation of the Lord's salvation. I'm satisfied with it. I'm satisfied with the gospel of the blessed Son of God. I am satisfied with what Jesus Christ, the Lord Lamb of God, done on Calvary. Rugged cross. I'm satisfied with it, friend. I am satisfied. There's so many. They're hunting something new. I am satisfied. Workings of the Lord. It's real this morning. Yes, it is. Shall we? Let's all just go down to the river for just a few minutes. Listen, I read in God's precious word where the Bible said that water began to issue out from under the house, the Bible said. Listen, and the Bible said that they were a man that had a line in his hand, and he began to measure, and the water were up to the ankles. The Bible said that man measured again, and then he's up to the knees. He measured again, and he's up to the loins. He measured again, and it were a river you could swim in. Bible said, told him to go back to the bank. Wasn't time for him to go on the cross. But he got out farther enough in that water till he'd see trees on either side of the river. I've got loved ones. It's done crossed over to the other side. You know, when I really, really get close to them in a dream, or whenever I get caught up in the river in the Spirit of the Lord, I get close to them that's on the other side of Jordan. Thanks be to the Lord. Yes, the Bible said there was a man with a line in his hand. Let me say this. These times that a man, no wonder the Bible, I believe Paul told Timothy, he said, son, you just preach the word. You be instant in season, out of season. These times a little old man of God will just barely feel enough to know it's not in vain. You just preach the word. Barely feel enough. And then there's again, it's like a river, deep enough till you swim in it. Now Jesus, the Lord Lamb of God, whoa, as he walked here upon this hollow land of sin and sorrow, the Bible said that great day of the feast, that Jesus Christ, the lowly Lamb of God, he stood up and he cried, the Bible said, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth in me shall be in him a well of water springing up. Listen to me. In his belly a river of living water. I read in God's precious word where the Bible said that there was a little woman. She'd lived a terrible, terrible life. She had six women or men in her life. You listen. But the Bible said there was a need. There was a need. Did he go through Samaria? There's a need here this morning. And Jesus has passed by one more time here at Silver City Church. Listen to me. The Bible said, need be, that Jesus went through Samaria. The Bible said, listen to me. I'm proud this is in the book. The Bible said, Jesus, being weary with the journey, sat thus on the well. He did. There was a woman came by how to draw water. Jesus said, give me a drink. She couldn't understand it. She said, how is it? You being a Jew, ask of me, a Samaritan, how to drink. Jesus said, if thou knewest the gift of God and the one that asked of you a drink, you'd ask of him and he'd give thee a living water. Whoa, how can this be? You ain't got nothing to draw with. Listen, why Jesus said, just to ask, for the gift of God. He'd give her a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Listen to me. Have you ever been thirsty? God bless your soul. There's nothing that'll quench a thirst like a cold drink of water. No wonder the Bible said, water is to a thirsty soul. So is good news from a far country. Why the Bible said, now listen, we've lived today. You mark this down. I ain't no prophet and I ain't no son of one. But I've seen it for a long time and it's getting worse and worse and worse. If some of the Bible said, let the redeemed of God say so. If we don't stand up and say so, old timey preaching, friend, is a phasing out. Man, I don't know if I'll see it in my lifetime, but it's going to phase out. If God's people don't stand up, the redeemed of God, Bible said, let the redeemed of God say so. If my Lord and my Savior, when He was here upon this earth, stand up, the Bible said, and cried out. God bless your soul. We are too. Listen. Let whosoever's athirst come unto me and drink that water, that living water. Listen to me. I read in your hearing where the Bible said there is a pure river of water of life flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb. Listen, the Bible said it was clear as a crystal. I read in God's precious word where the Bible said there was a man one time after God's own heart went right down to the brook and bowed down, I believe, with all my heart. And the Bible said, I believe that water was clear as a crystal. The Bible said he reached in, took some stones right out of that water to fight the battle with. Listen to me. I'll tell you what. The Bible said that the leaves were for the healing of the nation. Right here's the leaves, my friend, to the healing of the nations. Reading God's precious word. Now, the Bible said that these waters issued out from under the threshold and went eastward. And the Bible said that they'd go down to the desert. I read in God's precious word where the Bible said that old Philip was over there having a revival. And the Bible said that there were an angel came to him and said, you go down to Gaza, out of the desert. And the Bible said he was obedient. Let me say this. A man of God or any other person, there'll be places he'll have to go that he'd rather not go. But you listen. If the Lord sends you, there is a reason. There is a purpose. There is a purpose. The Bible said Philip didn't argue about it. He just went, and the Bible said when he got there, why he found an Ethiopian man sitting in his chariot. He'd been down to Jerusalem to worship. The Bible said he asked him, understandest thou what thou readest? He said, how can I except some man guide me? The Bible said that Philip took the very same scripture and preached Jesus unto him. No wonder Paul said, this gospel that I preach, I didn't receive it of man, neither were I taught it of man, but by revelation from God. You know, children, in this modern day in which you and I live, the gospel ain't changed. The gospel is the power of God. The Bible said unto salvation, everyone that will believe it. I know what I'm talking about. I had a funeral one time. If I get caught up, it don't matter where it's at, friend. I can't help. There's lots of men of God, children, that I'd like to be like, but I've got to abide in the calling wherein I have been called. I get excited when the Holy Spirit of God gets on me. I can't help it. I'm just like what I am, and that's it. But I've had them to get up and walk out on me. I had one time. I didn't even know them. Don't matter. God gave me a message and I preached it to them. You know what happened? They some got up and walked out. Well, my members wanted to call me or I wouldn't have had it. Said they didn't even know no preachers. And the Lord gave me a message to preach to them folk. So they've heard the gospel and the Lord sent it. It wasn't my gospel. I got out in the river and I preached to them. There's a woman told my member, and she told me about it. She said, I probably ought to tell you this. She said, Lord God, don't you get that man to preach my funeral. But you listen to me. It don't matter good or bad, how good a life that you've lived. When it comes to that hour, my friend, there ain't nothing the man of God can say to help you or hurt you in that hour. You're gone. Your destiny has done been made when you breathe that last breath. How about you listen to me? Them that's in the audience, friend, they still hope for them. They're still alive. God told me to preach to them, and that's what I've done. I laughed a little bit about it. But you know what? It's sad to me. It's sad to think that's where we're at today. They don't want to hear nobody. They don't want to see nobody get excited. Lord, and then we'll go to a race, or either a ball game or whatever it is. And don't get me wrong, I love sports. I used to play it when I was a young man. Loved it. Ain't nothing wrong with it. But let me tell you something. I've got something this morning that's more precious than any game that we'll ever play. God bless your soul, and when it comes, it excites me to think about the one that spoke this universe into existence dwells within me. Thrills my inner being. Yes, it does. And one day after a while, friend, there's going to be another crossing. When we breathe our last breath, friend, we're going to cross that river, that chilly Jordan. But I'm so thankful that I'm serving one. Whenever I breathe my last breath, whenever if time lasts, and folks walk around the view, this earthen tabernacle, friend, that good part that the Lord said, oh, done be gone. Back to him, the Bible said, thus we are and thus we shall return. This earthen tabernacle is going back. Thus from which it came, that spirit is going back to God. Thanks be unto God this morning for the river. Spiritual river. Have you been saved? Have you had a drink of that living water where you'll never die? God bless your soul. I look at death different than I used to. Tear me up when I thought of death. But you listen to me for just a minute. God bless your soul. Death is not a deep ocean. It's just a promotion. God bless your soul. When a child of God leaves this walk of life, no more trouble. No more heart trouble. No more cancer. God bless your soul and how it hurts when our loved ones to see them lay and suffer. Wouldn't it be awful if God fixed this thing just right? Wouldn't it be awful to have cancer or a real bad disease and couldn't get no better and couldn't get out of it? But God bless your soul. I'm so proud that one day after a while, I'm going to have a new body that'll never wear out. Never have no problems over there. Thanks be unto God for salvation. Have you been saved this morning? Have you had a drink of that living water? It's here. There's a fountain. Whenever Jesus Christ, the lowly Lamb of God, after he gave up the ghost, the Bible said that there's a soldier came by, took a spear, a sword, and pierced his side. And the Bible said, forthwith came out blood and water. Now listen to me, children. The church of the living God came right out of Jesus Christ, the lowly Lamb. It came right out of his side. Have you been born again? Have you had a drink of that living water? Listen to me. You can't live too violent. Listen, you can't live good enough to get to heaven. This woman, I've heard people say, I've lived too bad a life. He won't save me. That woman that I was talking about, that Samaritan woman, the Bible said that she'd had five husbands, and the one she was living with then wasn't her husband. But listen to me, I believe with everything that is within me, whatever she met, that seventh man, ever longing she ever had been satisfied. And satisfied. She lived a terrible life. But God bless your soul. Listen to me. He didn't come for the righteous, but he came to seek and to save that which was lost. He had a need. He saved her soul. Get a song. You've heard the little message this morning. Have you had a drink of that living water? I can't give it to you. Tim can't give it to you. Terry can't give it to you. But we can point you to the one that can. No wonder John said, why ain't him worthy? Stoop down and tie shoelaces. He said, I'm not that light, but I came to bear witness of the true light. True light this morning. Have you had a drink? Come down, brother. Have you had a drink of that living water? Listen to me. I've seen it so many times. Whenever a church gets revived, and everyone that's been saved by the grace of God got a well. People stand up and testify, and you know what it done? It drawed water right out of my well. Bible said ye have drawn water out of the wells of salvation. Listen this morning, as that a free river is flowing from the throne of God. Let's not quench the Holy Spirit of God this morning. Let's let it flow from breast to breast. God bless your soul. Christ wants to bless us again this morning. Done already has. You're here lost and undone. Won't you come to drink? Lord, help.